Life is like a mountain railroad with an engine that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. What's a curse? The fields and tunnels never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Bless its thank you, will guide us till we reach that where the angels wait to join us in that race forevermore. Oh, blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterode II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterode Show. And we speak truth. And I'm a Christian. Never going to bow. I'm never giving up. Never surrender. Can't be bought. End of story. If it's the truth, I'm going to speak it. Can't be intimidated. Not going to happen. I've had 3 FBI stings against me. Yeah, they got me on one trying to do a good thing, and I learned a very good lesson. He who will not fight for his own rights, walk away. Every person has to fight for their own soul or for what's good for them. And if they won't fight, you can't fight for them because they'll turn against you. And that's what happened to me. Nick Baggage, which was the head of the Chickaloon Natives. I don't know if he still is. But the Chickaloon war hoops up here, the natives. I got a license for them because they could legally, they were issuing Chickaloon driver's licenses. So I said, I'll get one. I'll take it to court and we'll get it through the hoops. The reason being is for people that were on deadbeat dads that were not on drugs, were not alcoholics, that were good people. Was the goal. Because what they do is they get you started down this, it's like being flushed down a toilet. You're a deadbeat dad. There are a bunch of them that need, yeah, they are deadbeat dads. But there are some of them that get caught up in it and they need to get to work. So they can't get to work, so they find them for no driver's license and they put them in jail. That really works out well. Then they can't work. And I was set up by Debbie Bloom is one of them, but by the Chickaloon Nation. And then they wouldn't show up for court. And then they gave him $3.2 million grant. And then they called me up and rubbed my nose in it. See what we got? We set you up, Ralphie boy. And all right, lesson learned. They made my life hell. That's fine. It's all right. I put the judge under citizen arrest. I will not bow down before we started. For no driver's license. I got 6 months in jail, 4 months suspended, or five months suspended, $5,000 fine, $4,000 suspended, and 5 years probation every year. I couldn't have any problems for 5 years, or I was going to go to jail for 6 months. And I had to go in like I, they don't even do this for DUIs, even after two or three of them. That's fine. I got through it. They can't, they go to jail. So what? You read books. They have your body, but they can't take your mind. All I did was when I got out, I said, hey, you think I was pissed going in? Wait till I see what now. I don't do forgiveness for you people because you're evil. I don't have to forgive you. You're evil. And I'll fight. And now, I have got, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, because the information that I've got has been, people give me this stuff or it just comes to me. The Internal Revenue System, I know the game. I know the cons. I was working with somebody this morning, educating him how the system is a con. We are being ruled by regulations. First of all, agencies can never enter their regulations into a constitutional court. Why? Why can agencies with their regulations never go into a bona fide Article 3 court? Because it says what? In law and equity, cases in law and equity, there has to be a real controversy. There is none. Attorney General has said so. Got that out of report in many cases, but back in 1940 when they were looking to figure out how to control, how to fool the American people with agencies. You see, Congress cannot legislate over we, the people, that are domiciled in one of the several states. They can't reach us. They don't have the authority. They can do interstate commerce. They can do that type of stuff. That's fine. So what they do, they created agencies under the guise and their external establishments. They sit outside the Constitution. And they put somebody in charge with the President and the Congress. And the only way they can reach back to us, first of all, you got to be a citizen of the United States, but to have force and effect of law, they have to use regulations. And it's mandated. They have to put them in the Federal Register. They have to rule us by legal notice. And that's a fact, 1935. Easily proven. Easily proven. They have to give us notice. It's our status is the problem. But then we are being ruled by CFRs, Code of Federal Regulations, which I guarantee you very, very few people understand. Because it's, when you see it, it's not overly complicated. But you don't know. People go to court. I don't even want to know how many go to tax court over notice of deficiencies. How many people go to jail? Tax evasion. One of the essential elements. The first one, there has to be a deficiency. Do you know what nobody does? Is the notice of deficiency a law of the United States? No. Does it have the force and effect of law? That's outside the Constitution. If I want to step outside and be a citizen of the United States, Chrysler v. Brown, they're called legislative rules and it's force or substantive regulations. Does this regulation have the force and effect of law? That's where your 42-1983 lawsuits come in under color of law. Why would I be able to sue under color of law? It looks like, but it's not. That's what color of law means. It looks like, but it's not. I tell what a regulation is? If it has any application to me, I go to tax court on a notice of deficiency. It's a 301 reg. Where's the authority for it? It's 5 United States Code 301. It's for internal regulations for agencies. And I downloaded this person today, the notes of decisions. 92 of them, I think it was. And I hope they're called housekeeping regulations. It's for the internal use of an agency to run internally how it's supposed to work. Why would I use that to go to tax court? Why would I not bring that up on the first essential element of a crime? All crimes have to have essential elements. And what I found out in Rappert's case in Minnesota, they have to find you guilty of each essential element. And in Rappert's case in Minnesota, they only used one. They actually listed it out. They didn't talk about the other essential elements. In the Internal Revenue Service, tax evasion is 3. But the first one is a killer. There has to be a notice of deficiency. So the question is, what do agencies use? They have to publish in the Federal Register. They're put together in what's called the Code of Federal Regulations. So what is a Part 301? So what I was looking today, I'm looking down, and it had been a while since I've looked at it, but I did a brief about 10 years ago. What is the statutory authority for a CO1, a Part 301 rig? So here's what it'll say. One of them we were looking up was the person is liable or not that's withholding. And it's 26 CFR 301.6332. C, the statute. But so we looked into the CFR. It's a 301 rig. So the first thing to always do, forget all of the, ignore what it says in the CFR. It's irrelevant. It don't make no never mind. The only thing that matters is you go to the bottom of the Code of Federal Regulations and you look at two things. One, under credits. Under credits, it has to list the publications of the Federal Register. Ignore the tax decisions. The Federal Register, courts have to take judicial notice, and in the Federal Register, that agency has to say, if it's under 5 USC 553B, which means it has a force and effect of law, you'll never see one. I've never seen one yet. They have to disclose. But under a Part 301, what are you going to see? You're going to see the statutory authority is 7805, 26 USC 7805. That is a general grant. They do that all the time on traffic regulations. They do it everything. You know why they can't do that? Because that would be a legislative power grant to an agency to make regulations if we're going to be bound by them. They can't do that. So anytime Congress or our legislator or states, they have to list the specific statute and they have to list what they want the agency to regulate. Think on that one for a minute. They have to have, like this 6332, that says you're not liable. The Congress has to say, IRS, make a statute, make a regulation, and it has to address this issue. So I go to 26 CFR, section 301, which says it's housekeeping, so that means it's internal. You already can throw away everything. When it says starts with 301, we're done. But let's say it's 6332. So I go to the bottom, and what does it say? 7805 is the only statutory authority. I've got three pages of research. It says if you use 7805, which is 26 U.S.C., 7805, a general grant, that is called an interpretive reg. It means absolutely nothing. Flush it. It's their interpretation of what the statute says. Do I care what the IRS thinks a statute says? I don't think so. I don't care what they think it says. It's irrelevant. They don't have the authority. They can interpret it to mean anything. It's irrelevant. Here's what I discovered, because what Westlaw does, they list below that all of the 301 regs in Title 26 and all the statutory authorities. Think about that now. You're going to see this in Westlaw. I'm going to be publishing that to the list. So I said, well, this is interesting, because I was working with him. And I do global researches in Word, because you can just type in 6332 and say highlight it and underline it or whatever, make it bold. So I can find it every place. It makes it easier to figure out the places I need to look. You know what I found out? 26 CFR 301.6332, there is no statutory authority in the bottom. None. There's no statutory authority for the 301 regs. So the statute 6332, there has to be a statutory grant from Congress, and it don't exist. The only statutory authority is 7805, which says absolutely, positively, beyond belief, Supreme Court, whatever, it's nothing. BS. Ricky in Texas. Question, comment?
Yes, I had one of these questions about the Second Amendment, where it says, right, in effect, right to bear arms should not be infringed. Where Biden come in presidency, he's immediately going to have people's guns taken by imposing these, I call them high taxes, where you save money if you have less guns. You save money if you have less gun magazines, because he's going to tax each individually one with gun permit and tax for each magazine. Does all this violate the wording of being an infringement on the Second Amendment?
The Second Amendment was a thing on Congress shall not legislate. Now, how they get around this, what they're doing, number one, we have the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. The only people that can participate in it are citizens of the United States. So the question becomes, who is a citizen of the United States? Isn't that a fair question?
Yes.
Okay, a citizen of the United States, number one, has no inalienable rights, which is under the Declaration of Independence. That's called natural law. He doesn't have that. Hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
I shall not be infringed. That is, the national government shall not, which is Congress. It's not supposed to make any laws. So how do they get around this? It's because of us. Because if you're in Texas, you are a citizen of Texas. And you have three things that you have. A citizen of the United States only has one of those. How do we know that? Easily proven. Because the courts say so. First of all, if you're a citizen of Texas, you have a birthright. If you were born there or wherever in several states, you have a birthright. When you come into this world and you land on the ground, you have a birthright. And you get what's called the inalienable rights. That's under the Declaration of Independence. That's natural law. Number two, you get civil rights. That means you can sue anybody in Texas, if you were born in Texas, or you can sue somebody under the privileges and immunities of the Constitution in one of the other several states. Now, these states, all several states, are sovereign nations, by the way. That's why they all have their own constitutions and their own laws. They don't anymore, but they're supposed to. And the third thing you get that a citizen of the United States does not have is political rights. To say what form of government do we have? Can we prove that? Absolutely. I got a great brief on this out of Virginia that talks about it in great detail. The 14th Amendment changed nothing. 14th Amendment was about civil rights. For citizens of the United States, the first Civil Rights Act was 1866, 14 Stat 27. It's still in the code today. 42 U.S. 1981 and 1982. 42 U.S. See, 1981, 1982. Same rights as white citizens. Does that sound a little off? Well, that was for the Negroes. They gave them civil rights. They didn't give them political rights. And we put that into the 14th Amendment, the second part. The first part is constitutional, and it says subject to. Subject to. That's a condition. And the main one, definition of subject to, is called an implied law contract. You have to volunteer for it. And it's all contract law. And how do they get us? You sign up for it. An implied in law contract, almost every government form is an implied in law contract. You want something. You are surrendering something. And they don't have to do anything for you. Benefits are like that. Your Form 1040, you are saying, I owe the IRS money, but the IRS owes no duty to you. They don't owe you anything. They can lie to you. They can cheat you. They can do anything. And people don't get it. But inalienable rights to the Creator is for citizens of the United States. And that is where Congress has plenary absolute power. And how do we know that? Because in the D.C., District of Columbia, only citizens of the United States are there, and they put that in the code. It's a municipal entity, and they are qualified electors. And the Supreme Court has ruled over and over. Congress has plenary power over citizens of the United States and over the municipal entities in D.C. And in Texas, to vote, you're going to have to be a citizen of the United States. Because they only, Texas, like all the other ones, have adopted the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, of Title 52, and it says it's only for federal offices and only citizens of the United States can vote. But they don't have any right of the elective franchise or right of suffrage. They're not entitled to see the type of government. That's what's so important, and the courts have said that. And those citizens of the United States and the District of Columbia, the courts have said you have no right to an Article 3 constitutional court under cases, law, and equity. Because you're not one of the several states. They also said you have no right to complain about taxation without representation, because that only applies to the citizens of the several states. Congress's limited jurisdiction on them. Well, if it applies to the citizens of the United States and D.C., and then I say I don't want to be a citizen of Texas and have three things, I want to just have civil rights, I'm screwed. I'm on the total control of Congress. And this is why in 1948 they changed the court system. They amended the Judiciary Act in 1875. They started off in 1871 with something called a federal question. What the hell is that? It never existed till after the Civil War. And then they changed the Judiciary Act for citizens of the United States because they don't have any standing. So they had to eventually, it took them till 1948, and they created a whole new court system in the federal side. This is why the best place to always go is the courts of the United States, because they were limited jurisdiction. They are mandated to use the English common law. They were mandated to do cases in law and equity. They couldn't use one form of action. Supreme Court said so, over and over. So that's why states can do anything they want. They are not bound to the English common law. They can do one form of action. They can do all kinds of crazy stuff. But when they go back to the federal side, the classic courts of the United States, they have to go into law and equity. They don't do that no more because nobody ever brings it up. It's all there. Everybody just sits there like, I don't know. And now today, they brought in these agencies, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in 1933, March 3rd, the last day that President, not Humphrey, what the hell is his name? Anyway, can't think of his damn name now. His last day in office, he repealed 1,006 statutes. The next day, Franklin Delano Roosevelt came in. And I've got it in the legislative history. He said, we are administrative law. These regulations are the law now. He brought in agencies. And they were getting out of control. So they put the Federal Register Act in 1935. So these agencies has to publish in the Federal Register. And then by 1946, they said, we are going to make these agencies do what's called subsidy regulation so we know if they have the force and effect of law. Except none of them do. I've never seen one yet. It's all a lie. It's all a con. You still there, Rick, or did you hang up? I guess he must have hung up.
Are you still there? Here.
Okay. So notes. Anyway, all of this nonsense that they're doing about guns, give me the regulation. I'll blow it out of the water. I don't know why the gun people haven't figured this out yet, why they don't wise up. They always have to use a regulation. Agencies, ATF, cannot operate against you and me without a regulation. And I've looked at 27 CFRs. They got the same problem with Title 26. They have no force and effect of law. And if you know how to read it, it's right there. Okay? But nobody does it. Because they look at a regulation and they say, they passed a regulation, I must have to obey. No, you don't. Because they have no legislative power. They don't have it. There is a delegation from the legislature or Congress to do a certain thing to regulate, but it only regulates a certain class of people called citizens of the United States. And to reach you and me, Chrysler V. Brown said, this is what the Administrative Procedures Act says. It has to say in it for the proposed rule, 5 U.S.C. 553B, formal. Informal, 5 U.S.C. 553B. We're not doing formal. We're going to say it's not in the public interest or blah, blah, blah. But they have to state the emergency to bypass the formal. You'll never see one. They don't state the emergency. Never. Question?
No. Yeah, though. You said the ATF cannot operate with no legislation. What was that where I go find this? Is that 27? You said something after that?
Hold on a minute. Did I hear music or did I not hear music? I guess I didn't. The ATF has to operate through Title 27 regulations, CFRs. And I looked at weapons, I looked at ammunition. None of the ATF's regulation have the force and effect of law. You send me the regulation at IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com and I'll show you how to read it. We don't know how to read the dang things. How would we? If it says Part 301, it's garbage.
But didn't ATF come in existence when they had a constitutional amendment prohibiting alcohol, and they created alcohol, tobacco, and firearms to go after bootleggers? They're not paying tax and all that stuff. It's illegal.
None of the stuff that I looked at, even the alcohol, aren't, because we don't have a lawful government. Okay, let's put it that way. Because the citizens of the United States don't have political rights. A citizen of the United States has no right of suffrage, right of the elective franchise. We've been overthrown. We are running in the matrix. We have an overlay. And I can prove it. And they print it. If a citizen of the United States is not protected by taxation without representation, if a citizen of the United States in D.C. doesn't have the right to an Article 3 court in law and equity under Article 3, does that tell you we got a problem? That's in the District of Columbia. That's pristine. So if I step outside into the several states and I side up, I say, no, I don't want to be a citizen of Texas. I want to be a citizen of the United States because I don't know what it means. But it sounds really good. And these states are legislating under the authority for citizens of the United States. They got no authority to do it. Courts have said so. But nobody complains. It's just crazy. I look at the jury instructions for a tax evasion. Courts have said the first one is a notice of deficiency. You know what they give the jury instructions? There's got to be a substantial debt. They won't touch regulations because they can't. It'd be too easy to blow them out of the water. They put jury, well, there must be a substantial debt owed. What the heck does that mean? That means nothing. But you see any of these attorneys bring this up? A notice of deficiency. As soon as you do notice of deficiency, you go to a 301 reg, and that's strictly internal, and we're done. It's housekeeping. Okay?
Okay.
Thank I know you. It's complicated until you get... takes a little while for this to sink in because...
No, I study law for like 30 years and just self-taught and I've been following you. I've been taking
Well,
notes.
I suggest you get on my IRS list. It's 250 postal money order, or preferably Walmart, or if you can't afford it, just email me and I'll still add you. And I highly recommend if you want to get the legal background, send me an email. I will send you the Mooney brief that we went into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's 998-page appendix, 14,000-word petition, and the reply brief, and the en banc. We went up to the – we got a three panel, and they rejected it, and we went en banc, and I put it in. And between all that, if you read that, you can read the stuff, the actual documents from the government that's highlighted in support of what I'm talking about. It's all there. It's like a book, sort of. Okay?
Oh, okay.
But you have to email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. It takes about six or seven emails because of the size of all of these PDFs. It's the real stuff. It's their stuff. See, I love confessions from criminals.
Could I just send you a money order for this postage to mail me to the U.S. Post Service in one package?
Sorry, I'm not going to say that again. I did not quite understand what you were saying.
Could I send you money order to pay for postage and whatever?
Money orders, has to be a postal money order because I don't have a bank account. I haven't had a bank account in 21 years. A postal money order or go to Walmart and cash. Give me a call. It's 90. You got a pencil?
Yes.
907-355-8304.
Okay.
And I try to answer people's questions. I want people to wake up and fight. But fight the good fight. Jose, my people die for a lack of knowledge. What I have finally put together, you're not going to do on your own. And I'm not being facetious or arrogant. I've been doing this for a long time, and I spent $100,000 on books when I had money. I have access to Westlaw. And if you don't have access to Westlaw or Lexis, which is not as good, you have no chance.
Well, I got access to the public law library to get to Westlaw, and they got computers there I can use also.
Well, the other thing is, if you want to join up, something that I have is I have... thumb drives. I can send out a couple of thumb drives with some stuff and can get you started, okay?
Thumb drives. Okay. What's a thumb drive?
Thumb drive is a little USB that plugs into a computer, and it has 32 gigs of information on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Pete, question or comment?
Ralph?
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, this is Pete down in Washington State. Years ago, I remember you interviewing Amy Bunk from the Federal Register.
I did?
You did. You don't remember that?
I do. I even have it recorded. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, where do I find that recording? I want to listen to it again.
Send me an email and I'll send it to you. IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com.
Will do.
And hold on just 1 minute. Let me see what the size is of it is. Just a minute and see how big it is, because I don't remember. Yeah, I have it recorded. Yep. Let's see here just a minute. Let me get back into here. Get into sites. And get into Ralph. And my Ralph show. And go to the audio clips. And Amy Bunk, one of them is 24.3 megs. I don't know if that would pass or not. I got another one for 4.2, another one for 4.0. Do you have Skype?
I do, but I find it's pretty usual that under 25 megabytes you can email.
I will try it and see if it bounces. Yeah, I've got them. I've got four. I've got four.
Okay, so I'll send you an email, and that's at IRS@...
AlaskaMinuteMan.com.
AlaskaMinuteMan.com.
You bet. Yeah, I'll send them to you. Spread far and wide.
Thanks a lot, Ralph.
You betcha. Not a problem.
Okay, bye.
Great. Kathleen in Texas.
Hey. Hey, Ralph. At the beginning of your show, you were talking about humane ways to euthanize animals.
Mm-hmm.
My father had a died at 85, but he had a stroke. So he had a walker, and he did great. My parents had some rats in their house. So I bought those glue traps.
Yeah.
So I put some of those glue traps around. I thought that would be great because I didn't have the strength to pull back those other kind. But anyway, so when I was gone, my father went to the front door to check the mail, and he sees one of those glue traps, and it had a big, huge rat in it with two little ones. And they were stuck, and they were weaving back and forth. And here's this man who's had a stroke. Well, anyway, he wasn't going to let them suffer. So he got a big bucket of water, or a big bucket, and filled it with water by the front door. And put them in to drown them. Mm-hmm. And he told me that in the countryside that it was a very common thing that if a cat had kittens and stuff, they would drown them. It was considered humane.
But that's not humane because they get around, they don't drown, and he threw it in a well. How long are they going to swim until they can't swim no more and drown?
Yeah, no. I think what they did was they put them in a bag or something and put them in water. I'm not sure, but I know my father was a very kind man, and he would never have, hurt an animal. But killing something, I agree, it's a bit better to do it quickly.
Killed a lot of deer. An antelope, and I went out in Wyoming, and you can go out after hours in Rock Springs, Wyoming, after work, and go out and shoot an antelope. And I went out, and I always waited until I got a good, clean shot. and I got a 7mm mag, and I'm looking at one out there about 200 yards. And just as I got ready to pull the trigger, something startled him, and this buck jumped. So when I shot, he knocked him down, and then he got up and he wandered off. Oh, my God. So I went over there and I looked for him until it got dark, and I couldn't find him. So I went back the next night to the same place, and I found this buck. He went down in a draw, and he was down there. And what I'd done is I'd knocked a leg out from under him. So I killed him, of course. And then I had to haul his body, which is a back then I couldn't do it today. I mean, I got hauled him back out of that ravine and found him. But that's the only one I never shot running deer or anything. I made sure I got a good shot, and they went down.
I think that's
about 100 yards, and I shot him with a 7mm mag, and it makes a heck of a hole when it comes out the other side, 180 grain. This buck jumped up, took off running into the trees. That's cool. It can't be. At 100 yards, I mean, there's no drop to a 7mm mag. And I went over there, and this buck, had just run in, and he was totally gone. He had ran with no heart, I guess. And he'd run for, probably 25 yards into the thing, and he was dead. But I don't know.
Your conscience, you felt empathy. But what I was trying to say is that I think how they did it for the cats, they would put the cats in a bag with a rock and then throw it in the water, and it would drown them very quickly. So, anyway, I just know my father was a very kind person, very empathetic, would never hurt an animal. And that was a common method
But we didn't leave him in the bag. He just put him in there, let him, because he thought it was funny. I didn't.
Oh, he thought it was funny? Oh, that's
bad. Yes.
Good grief. That's what they say about serial killers. They find enjoyment. But anyway, well, Ralph, as usual, very interesting, and your stick-to-itiveness is amazing, that you never let go with the subject. So that's very admirable.
See, the problem, I lost a $2 million business because I supported Joyce Riley and the Gulf War Syndrome. I don't care. I didn't know it at the time. In 3 years, they took me down, the Department of Defense did. My dealer made it so I couldn't qualify for sales. I put another dealer up here. But Joyce Riley helped thousands of vets. And she brought out what happened on the Gulf War Syndrome. Our government did that to our own vets. They used them like guinea pigs in the Iraq War. That's a fact.
And that's why they took you.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they made it so that you couldn't make a living?
Yeah, what they did is they got a hold of my tail, my dealer, and my dealer got a hold of me and told me to get out of politics. And I told my dealer, put it where the sun don't shine. I keep politics separate from my customer. I'm selling your product. I was getting awards for selling the highest percentage over my quota of anybody in the United States. I was getting awards. But my tail told me to get out of politics, and I told him, none of your dang business. So what they did is they put another dealer in Alaska against the contract, and I sued them, and I lost. I got my butt handed to me. That's fine. Got to learn somewhere. But the third year, I couldn't make quota.
Telling the truth is such a beautiful thing, and I'm not surprised that you did that.
I don't care. I had a $2 million business. I was living the life of Riley. I was taking $100,000 a year out in 1998. To live on. I mean, that was damn good money back in that time. And I had a $2 million business, and in 3 years, I was down to $500,000, and I was done. Because if you don't have software support from your dealer, you're done.
Sounds like a lot of the stuff that they're trying to do now, putting out, do not hire this person that may have been... hired by Trump.
It's irrelevant. You just fight. If you get the right reason to fight.
Yes, telling the truth, having God on your side, what a great thing.
Absolutely. We're going to win in the long run. We are.
Well, I can't wait. I look forward to next weekend to knowing what's happened. So anyway, God love you, Ralph.
Yep. Well, thank you. And stay. I'll tell you what's given me hope yet, because there's two things. A couple of things. Trump is a fighter. I don't think he'll surrender without a fight. Number two, General Flynn knows more about the Intel Committee, the workings of the Intelligence Committee and where the bones are buried than anybody. And he held a rally about, I don't know if you saw his rally, but it says about the walls of Jericho.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, you take care, Ralph. We'll be praying.
Yep, you too.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I'll be honest, my ability to work this last couple of weeks is I've got to know what Trump's going to do. It really has affected me. I'm going to hold faith with Trump. No matter what he does, it's going to happen. But I don't know. I don't like things that I don't know. I need to know what my enemy is. And I can tell you unequivocally, people can file in a W-4. They're constitutional in 2020. I don't know if they get the 2021s out. They are constitutional now. You can file in to say, I don't want to play with you no more. You have to write it exempt, and it's constitutional. It's a contract, and if they accept it, it's a contract, and you can defend it because you have modified their contract, and they're asking you, would you like to modify the contract? And you have to write in exempt. And they can't put you in jail for it. They can't do anything for it. All they can do is object. And then the next thing that I'm working on right now is to send to the area directors. They got 6 months. Tell me that these regulations have the force and effect of law. That's what I'm working on right now. It's for letters for people so that they can, if they're taking money out of your account or whatever, so we can take them to court or send, hey, I'm going to send this off to the area director. And since 6 months, I can sue them technically in their kangaroo courts for $1 million. Their stuff. I'm going to use their stuff against them. But I'm still understanding who I am. Now, that's the question that I have with America. Israel had some nasty things happen to it because a lot of them abandoned their creator. Is America at that point? I don't know. We have got a lot of people in our country that have abandoned the creator in Christ. They have. They're Satanist. That's what they are. There's only two sides to this thing. There's a good and there's evil. You're either here or you're either for me or against me, and you can't stand in the middle. The Bible says so. Either hot or cold. Which are you? Lukewarm is no. And look how many of them are against closing churches. Why would a church be so dangerous when we can have casinos open? Why would a church be so dangerous when we can have people going up and down the streets, mobs burning? Nobody says a thing. Why? Have we lost our way? I don't know. I know there's one man in the next 3 days is going to make a determination of which way the world goes. If whatever reason he doesn't move and Biden ends, we're done. It'll never be back in my lifetime. I guarantee it's gone. Because our remedy is the courts. And right now, even under Trump, trying to get the prosecuting, Barr sold him out, Sessions sold him out, nobody gets prosecuted. If you don't get any prosecution, you have no rule of law. If you have no rule of law, what do you got? Anarchy. You just don't know it. And the stuff that's coming out, the racist stuff that's coming out, calling if I'm white supremacist and all this crap. Unbelievable. They're right out in the open with it. And with all of these big companies. And then they're shutting down free speech. If you can shut off the president of the United States, I got no chance. All I can say is pray for Trump, pray for our republic, and God willing, I may be back next Sunday if Republic Broadcasting is still on the air.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.